Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Tangent's Retro Gaming Podcast, where we dive into the best, the worst, and the weirdest games from my youth. I'm Toby, and today we're going to be looking at a really weird franchise that perfectly embodies the decade that I love, which is the 90s. That game, Beavis and Butthead. Yeah, you know, those two MTV troublemakers didn't just dominate TV. They also made their way into video games. Which, you know, isn't that surprising, considering video games from earlier days had a lot of TVs and movies created. Some also were great, and some, you know, not so much. Just like Home Improvement. That game was awful as hell. So let's fire up the Sega Genesis, blow into an NES cartridge, and let's see which Beavis and Butthead game still holds up to this day. Back in the 90s, Beavis and Butthead was one of the biggest shows. It had crude humor, heavy metal, and ridiculous amount of dumb jokes. Which kind of, you know, resembles my life. But they also made parents really mad, naturally. Video game company saw cha-ching the dollar sign, which they decided need to cash in on it, which people always do every single year. They hop on the trend, they make the money, they F off. But the first wave of Beavis and Butthead games dropped in 1994, which hit the Super Nintendo, the Sega Genesis, and even Game Gear. But the weirdest thing, despite sharing the same name, these games were totally different from one another. All right, let's start with Sega Genesis, because this is the one that I grew up with and the one that I played. Because in my opinion, this also was the best of the bunch. It played like a mixed side-scrolling platform and a light side puzzle solving. The goal? Collect the torn up pieces of the Gore ticket that were scattered across town. You had to explore places like the mall, the hospital, the school, and while doing this, solving puzzles with messing with the NPC. What makes this cool was the open-end design. You can go into different locations in order to use items, creativity, and even getting busted by cops or sending to the hospital if you messed up. It felt like an adventure game mixed with a classic platform. But don't get me wrong, this game was freaking hard. I really didn't get too far with it. But that's part of life. The controls were a little stiff, and I don't know what to do. You spend a long time wandering around aimlessly. Like, it just, I probably was stuck on the first or second level, and that was it. So, did I beat it? No, far from it. However, Super Nintendo's version was completely different than Sega. Instead of an open world feel, it was more straightforward action performer. You had lunar levels, enemies to beat up, and simple get from point A to point B structure. The SNES looked good with different graphics and animations, but it was more generic than the Genesis. It didn't capture the spirit as well. Worst of it, it was brutally difficult. Clunky hit detection, limited lives, and enemy spam, making it super frustrated. If you play this one as a kid, you'd probably didn't get very far without cheating. Where, you know, back in the day, Game Genie was probably one of the keys to beating tons of these games. can't forget about the Game Gear version, which was basically a watered version down of the Genesis game. It had the premises, find the war tickets, but it had smaller levels and simplified gameplay, which, you know, wasn't the worst game, but it was nothing special. There was even a PC version of this game, and honestly, it's where Beavis and Butthead really shined. In 1995, a game called Virtual Stupidity came up for the Windows. And it was basically a point-and-click adventure that really, really felt like the TV show. It was hilarious cutscenes, voice acting from the actual cast, and the puzzles were dumb in a good way. If you wanted a game that felt like a lost episode of Beavis and Butthead, this right here was it. There was also a Beavis and Butthead Do You in 1998 for the PC and PlayStation. But, you know, let me be honest, it wasn't as good as the original games. It tried to be another point-and-click game, but, you know, felt less polished. It felt like a turd. So looking back at the Beavis and Butthead games, they were a mixed bag. The Genesis version is probably the best. Virtual Stupidity was great on the PC, but the rest, well, they weren't horrible, but they weren't exactly masterpieces. If you were a fan of the show and want that nostalgia 90 experience, I say go for the Genesis or PC. SNES and the PlayStation, maybe if you want to just check them out, possibly, maybe I wouldn't recommend it. But if you do, don't expect too much. Alrighty, guys. Short little episode, but that's alright. That's what it wraps up to be. If you enjoy this episode of Tangents Retro Gaming Podcast, make sure to subscribe and follow us across all social media platforms, even on YouTube. And hey, do you ever play these games back in the day like I did? Which one was your favorite? Hit me up. Let me know at tangentsgamingpod@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time for another trip down retro gaming memory lane. Until then, this podcast rules.